the matter? Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can check everything out online, too, that you might have missed on the show. JoeandAlexShow.com. And our podcast, a lot of people have been like, what do I got to do? It's like, it's really easy. If you want to subscribe to the Joe and Alex Show, go anywhere. iTunes, you can go to Google Play, Google Podcasts. Anything where there's a podcasting, most likely we're on there. You can subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. That helps us out too. And let us know what you think about the show. Don't be one of those 1-star reviewers. Pork chop, I saw your mom on there. Doesn't she know one's the worst?
She always said one's the best. 1-star, right?
Yeah, your number one doesn't help us out, okay? Tell your mom you're number 5. Good morning, Alex. How are you doing?
Good morning. I had a funny, embarrassing moment yesterday. I think you'll appreciate that's very short.
What happened?
I have a guy friend who is like chronically single. Like he's so picky. Everyone has like that. There's that guy where they date a lot. They're a really good guy and everything, but it's just like they never settle down. And so this guy friend of mine, he always posts like on his Instagram story when he's out on a date, like a picture of just like the menu, like a boomerang of him at a table with the menu, like
me,
you know.
Bay, yeah.
Yeah, well, he doesn't say that though. Like, you know, he's on a date, but he does it just to make, like, he just does it to be a thirst trap for other girls to be like, look, I'm on a date. It's just like what he does. So he does this last night, right? He's out to eat. So I just DM him because we're just friends and I'm being funny, and I said, show us her face, you baboon, because I want him to show me the girl he's on a date with, because this is what he always does when he's on a date, right? Well, he responds and says, it's my mom, you ass. It's her birthday.
Oh, man. I am so glad I found somebody that I don't have to, like, do that anymore. Because that would suck to be constantly single.
Well, it's by choice, trust me. He could get anyone he wanted, but it's just...
Okay, okay.
He just likes to, I think, kind of have the freedom right now.
Yeah, likes the attention.
But I just thought that was so freaking funny, because I genuinely thought it was going to be a girl like it normally is, and he's like, it's my mom, you ass!
How you doing, pork chop?
I'm good. I did not win a truck yesterday.
Oh, man. No. You're going to start out like that this
morning?
Yeah. Okay,
Some lady named Lisa won.
Freaking Lisa.
Damn it, Lisa.
I know.
She
but
already
it's okay.
has a minivan.
Yeah. I still...
What else does she need?
I'm still happy, though. I won the $2 from HQ Trivia yesterday, so that was fun.
Good.
I'm really excited.
You went from a truck...
Truck to $2.
To $2.
Come on. Hey, and the bragging...
What a letdown that is.
And the bragging rights. I won, so don't... I'm happy. And then I'm really excited today because a friend is coming into town.
Ooh.
Yes!
Do tell. Who's coming?
And
it's
my
a
friend too.
You might know very well.
Who?
His name is MYK.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I've been friends with MYK since 2010. We worked together in New York, and we worked together in Portland, Oregon. And then it's my understanding he sat right where I'm sitting right now for a couple years.
If you're new to the show, producer MYK was our old producer when we first launched the show a couple years ago, and then he moved, and so then we got to meet producer Porkchop. But it's radio is a very small world. A lot of people don't know that, but like everyone knows everyone, and
it's
everyone's
like a
friends.
Southern family. Like everybody knows everybody.
Yeah,
yeah, we're like really close.
Like
we actually even live together.
Cousin.
Yeah,
but I'm so excited to rage. I can't wait. Like he's a rager, and I'm really not. But he's gonna take me out to all the cool places, and we're gonna drink.
Good. I'm excited too. I have to go to a wedding out of town this weekend, but when I get back, I'm going to hang out with you guys too.
Yes. How about you, Joe? How was your day yesterday?
Mine was, I don't know. I just want to go on vacation again.
What?
I can't get into the normal sleep pattern. I've been going to bed every night, not on purpose, but like falling asleep, I'm sure, sometime around at least after midnight, because it's always the next day when I see my phone. Like,
turn your TV off and your phone off.
Well, I was out last night. I went to go see Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, I saw that.
Concert, so. Oh, yeah. I wish I would have known about that, because that was my favorite album from last year.
She's incredible. I don't think it's for women, but for guys. Maybe straight guys, I don't know. But in general, there's maybe artists, people say like, oh, you're embarrassed that you listen to them, but like,
No.
My point is like, as a man, I love her music. I don't relate with all of her songs, holy crap, she's so damn talented. Like, that's the only time, like, usually I'm the guy like, we're not staying for an encore. And I was like, let's stay for the encore.
Wow.
So I think I went to bed last night around 12:30. So if the show sucks more than usual today, I take the blame for that.
Right. If you're asking me to make you some coffee, I'll go do that right now.
Honestly, let's do this right now, establish it. Every day, can you make me a cup of coffee when you come in?
I mean, I'll do my best as long as I get my important stuff done first.
And get Alex's juice. You got it, because it's hard. What do you drink, the Capri Sun?
Well, it is a Mott's apple juice in a pouch. And
but you know how it's
you have
hard
to stab the straw.
You got to get it in there just right. So why don't you
I can't do that.
Make the show sound better and do that. So, all right, we hope you're having yourself a wonderful morning. Like I said, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Joe. And the number to call in, we love hearing from you, is 833-JOE-ALEX. Alex, that's 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Michael Jackson's estate is slamming a new documentary making allegations of sexual abuse by Michael, calling out the documentary's producers for what they say is a clear attempt to exploit Michael when it premieres at Sundance. His estate said this is yet another lurid production in an outrageous and pathetic attempt to exploit and cash in on Michael Jackson. The documentary is titled Leaving Neverland and is set to premiere at the 2019 Sundance Film Festival. It reportedly accuses Michael of sexually abusing two young boys. Michael's estate also says that so-called documentary is just another rehash of dated and discredited allegations. It's baffling why any credible filmmaker would involve himself with this project. It's unclear which of Michael's accusers are the focus of the documentary, but his estate apparently believes it's Wade Robson and James Safechuck, because the estate says both testified under oath that Michael never did anything inappropriate towards them. I have heard recently, I cannot remember where I heard it, it was a podcast or something, and they said that there was they said that there were now newfound allegations that, like, there's a map or something proving that underneath Neverland there was, like, a secret bunker or cellar or something where this abuse was happening. But obviously, like, that's not proven.
But couldn't that be, like, a safe spot? Like, as if, like, you know, like, somebody broke into the place they
hide
there?
For sure. But they're saying that this was specifically built as, like, you know, some sort of sex dungeon.
Well, same thing.
Thing
with R. Kelly going on now. If this allegedly did happen, then hopefully these people, even years and years later, would come forward and say yes and would tell you. I know it's easier said than done, but
right.
If not, it's all just allegations.
You won't believe what Gwyneth Paltrow did for her honeymoon.
We got married at the end of September, but we just took our honeymoon in the Maldives. And
yes.
We had a big family honeymoon over Christmas. You know, we just wanted to minimize the pain for the kids. They just want to see their parents around a dinner table, basically, you know? So we try to keep that. So my new husband and his children, my children, my ex-husband, our best family friends. It was a very modern honeymoon.
What?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird?
No, thank you.
And Ben Stiller's 91-year-old father, Jerry Stiller, was rushed to a Manhattan hospital last night after suffering a stroke. A source said Jerry's condition is grave. Jerry is known for his roles in The King of Queens, Zoolander, Seinfeld, and more. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are planning on having 6 kids.
What?
The couple is expecting their 4th child in May via surrogate, and sources say they aren't done having kids. Apparently, Kim is wanting 5 or 6. The sources say they've always wanted a dynasty, and that's how they think of themselves, as American royalty.
Oh, gosh. It's what we need. We need it, Alex. We need more kids. More Kardashians.
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity says he is done apologizing for his past in a billion-dollar divorce and cheating scandal.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Now listen, Alex, I don't mean to insult you, but coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, I would like to expand your world. I'd like to expand your taste buds, because you're not very cultured when it comes to condiments.
Totally not cultured when it comes to food at all.
Okay, pork chop, I'm going to need your help too. I feel like you're a fan of the condiments. So that's all coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Condiments. Can't get enough of them. Alex, I know that you're a very picky eater, and if you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, you may not know this, but am I safe to say, or am I missing anything, you like to eat pretty much only steak, chicken nuggets, oysters, and candy?
Meat and seafood, yeah. And it's chicken nuggets is my very favorite.
But you won't eat stuff like pizza, you won't eat Mexican food, you don't like cheese.
No cheese, and I don't like, you know, sauces or vegetables, so I don't like peppers and stuff like that.
Okay, do you like any kind of a condiment? Like something you put on, like, you know, I guess maybe your steak, for example, or your chicken nuggets?
I do like, you know, with a cheap steak, I like A1 sauce a lot. That's the only thing I'll put on a steak. I mean, otherwise, at a nice steak place, you don't need sauce. But otherwise, I do like ketchup only for chicken nuggets and fries.
I'm not knocking ketchup. That is a classic. Ketchup does go well with chicken nuggets and fries. But I saw this little silly list of every state's most popular condiment. And I was like, what? Okay. For example, Texas, Houston, Texas. We're on the air, 92.1 radio now. It's Frank's Red Hot.
Really?
The condiment that's, I guess, most popular. And next, let me explain.
I put that on everything.
Thanks, Grandma. Here's actually how what it says so I can explain it better. It says the product rating website Influencer, that's a weird way to spell it, went through about 50,000 reviews to see which condiments Americans are currently obsessed with, and they came up with the top condiment in all of our states. It doesn't mean it's the most used in each state. It just says it's kind of maybe the most popular at the time or, the I guess, whatever's trending the most. So, and they used a pretty loose definition of what a condiment is. For example, Alex, they say peanut butter could be on there, and Alfredo sauce, that would count just like ketchup. Which,
okay,
so it's a wide thing. But like I said, in Houston, Texas or Texas, you got Frank Red Hot. I put that stuff on everything.
I'm going to just say a random state that I'm interested in, then will you tell me what theirs is?
Yes. Go ahead, and I will try to tell you.
What is
I can.
West Virginia?
Oh, God. West Virginia?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I just feel like it'll be weird because you think about the hillbillies, the mountain men.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what I like to put on my stuff. Hidden Valley Ranch.
That makes sense.
I put that on everything.
Okay, so what about Indiana? Because obviously we're also in Indiana on the air.
Yeah, it blew my mind. I'm trying to look it up. It is some kind of like, it's actually like an Alfredo sauce.
Gross,
I'm like,
dude.
No, but I've never heard of that.
That sounds great.
But I don't know anybody. It's like, hey, man, you got some of that Alfredo sauce?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's so weird.
When I go to Olive Garden, I dip my breadsticks in that stuff.
So what about the bougie people in California?
Oh, California, they like sriracha. That took the top spot in California, Nebraska, and Washington.
How about the crunchy hippies in Oregon?
Oh, those people? Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil.
I told you.
So it kind of makes a little bit of sense. But I just want to talk in general, and I'll put the list up so you can see it at joeandalexshow.com. But I just want to talk about it. I think, Alex, we need to expand your condiment repertoire and get out of ketchup and A1.
I'm telling you, like, I genuinely have physical reactions to it. Like, I know what I won't like, and I start, like, throwing up.
But the thing is, you say you know, but it's like, and I'm not saying you don't know what you know.
If you know, you know.
But how do you know what you know if you've never had it?
Because you just know. I have never had a salad, and I know that I would hate it. Because who eats grass clippings? Rabbits. It's rabbit food.
A good salad with a nice dressing is delicious.
Yeah, I don't think so. You might as well just go outside, put a bunch of leaves in a bowl, and put some salad dressing on that, and then eat that. There
I think
is no
you're slightly
difference.
Off.
There is no difference.
You're like 7 years old.
No, you know don't insult the 7 year old.
I have a very well established palate.
I think you have a broken palate, if we had to say that. Now, here's my thing, barbecue sauce.
It's okay. I don't dip things in it.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, I forgot about Chick-fil-A sauce. I do
Will
like that.
Will you have that?
Yes, I forgot. If okay, I go so to any other fast food restaurant for chicken nuggets, I just get ketchup. But the only place I will get something else is Chick-fil-A.
So wow. It
took me years to try it.
But you love it though, right?
But now I do really like it. At first I didn't, and then I did start to
I
like
feel
it.
Like you're going
to
be like an old lady on your deathbed, and somehow they're going to give you something like, here, eat this. You're like,
I've never had this my whole life, and it's so wonderful.
And that's what's going to kill her.
No, I'm going to say, just pull the plug. I'd rather you pull the plug than give me this ranch dressing.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, we're going to get into Joe's need-to-know news. Everything that, well, at least I think you need to know, coming up in about 3 minutes. Hang on. Joe's Need to Know News is on your radio. Let's get into it right now with something that I knew the day would come, but I just was hoping we'd have more time. Sharing your Netflix password could soon be much harder to get away with. At the Consumer Electronics Show, they call it CES, in Vegas this week, there's a new artificial intelligent powered system designed to crack down on account sharing, and it was unveiled. The software will be able to analyze which users are logged in and where to quickly flag shared accounts. Recent research found that roughly 26% of millennials give out their credentials for video streaming services to other people. I feel like that number's a lot higher, but no!
That's true.
How many things are you sharing with other people right now?
Well, last night I told a coworker she could have something of mine, but I mean, I feel like everyone does this.
I know, but they're going to eventually be able to start like figuring it out.
It is okay, though. I actually called Netflix 2 years ago and I asked them about this.
Why would you do that?
Because I did it for a radio bit.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, are you that good of a person that you're like, I just had to ask permission?
I feel really bad. My friend wants to borrow my Netflix login.
Was my friend Jake. Like, you just described my friend Jake. It was like an argument back and forth between two friends. So as a producer, I settled it by calling and recording Netflix. And
that's
I recorded
good.
You know
the call.
Alex, ex-nay on the telling pork chop stuff, nay. Because I feel like, I know a girl. Her name's Alexander Clark. And she's been sharing her Hulu password. Just want to make sure you're aware of that.
I know. We should have called him Producer Snitch.
Yeah. I agree. He's been snitching a lot lately.
No.
So be aware of that. Okay, if we don't already pay enough money on flying. I mean, Alex, you're getting ready to fly, and it's expensive as hell.
It is?
You don't think flying's expensive, like getting a ticket and all the process?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, now.
But I mean, that's not news. No, I mean, new news.
No, but I'm saying if that's not already enough, like we have to pay all that money. Now there's more things. Frontier Airlines is now encouraging tipping to their flight attendants.
Oh, wow.
Yep, flight attendants on the airline began accepting individual tips on the 1st of January. Passengers who order a drink or a refreshment, you'll get a little prompt from their payment system that has the option to leave a tip. Some flight attendants and labor unions are opposed to the tipping policy, saying, look, just pay us more money.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Frontier, though, compared to like Delta or something, is that Frontier is a dirt cheap airline. That's probably why they're doing that.
It's the jankiest of jankiest. Like when my wife and I, Lindsay, flew out to California when she was on Jeopardy, we flew on Frontier, and I'm like, you know what?
How was that?
I prayed for a plane crash. It was pretty rough.
Oh, no.
I was like, you know what? Just make sure it's a hard hit.
Well, why was it that bad?
I don't know.
Did you get a snack?
No, I think so. It wasn't that bad, but it's like there is different levels of airlines because I think, what is it? What's that thing? Virgin Airlines or something?
I've never flown with them.
Whatever, like Richard Branson. I think that thing was like, I felt like I was on the best airplane of my life, like the VIP of airplanes.
Oh, really?
It was so comfortable. It was like color. It was so cool. But then like, Frontier is very stripped down. That's usually why it's cheaper.
Delta's nice. It's fine. That's what the Egyptian refuses to fly on any airline besides Delta. That's my boyfriend. Absolutely refuses. Like, he would pay hundreds of more dollars just to do Delta instead of something else, which I think is insane. I like it, but I also really like Southwest because their flight attendants sing to you. They always do funny things.
Me.
I fly Southwest.
Southwest is like the morning radio of flights because those flight attendants get on the mic and stuff and they're always goofy and fun. I'm like, I like these people.
Hey, don't bend over. Oh, sorry. It looks like Billy farted right there in aisle.
That's what they're like.
Hey. All right. I think a broken record, but I hate to say a diet that I'm on now. I'm actually just eating, but I'm eating a balanced diet and not doing a crazy
fad. This is
fad,
great. I'm so happy finally you came around.
But I'm not happy because every time I do this, I get screwed. I don't know if you like this, Alex. I know you like nuggets from McDonald's, but they are now coming out, McDonald's says, in the end of the month, January 30th, with bacon everything. Cheesy bacon fries, the Big Mac bacon burger, and a quarter pounder bacon burger, all available for a limited time.
Wow.
Okay, well, that sucks to be me.
You know what you can do? Instead, you can wrap asparagus in bacon.
Well, Alex, you know what? That's really close. No, I appreciate it. That actually isn't too bad, but it's not the same. And listen, I'm not paranoid, but we're going to all die soon. I'm just throwing it out there. If there's alien life form out there, it's not for the good. They're not going to be our buddies. Like, oh, hey, so nice to meet you, Earthlings. There's a mysterious radio signal, actually multiple ones, that have reached Earth from a galaxy that is 1.5 billion light years away. Here's what they're saying. Fast radio bursts are kind of like this thing that are appearing, and those are temporary, like, and they're random. But repeated signals of this type have only happened once, and that was in 2015.
What do you think the aliens are listening to on the radio station in space?
Do you think it's
kind of, I feel like it would sound kind of like a techno didgeridoo type of situation.
I feel it would be like the latest Kanye West music, kind of. Like, what the hell are we listening to there?
Do you think it's just like one radio station that just plays Katy Perry, Kanye, E.T. on repeat?
Crazy Frog, Axel F.
Oh, that's a good one. It's the Crazy Frog song.
Let's blow up the earth. All right, that right there is a little creepy, and that is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. One cool thing you can do there, if you click on our stories, start doing that if you don't already. A lot of times you can see what's coming up on the show and like when you can win something and what we're doing, you know. You can check that out. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So I'm kind of wondering what you would do in the situation. And, you know, I want everybody to like me, but I thought so much about this and I finally said something and I kind of regretted it as soon as I did it yesterday. I pull into my parking spot at the grocery store and I'm just going to eat a couple of things for my wife and I to have later in the day that we were out of, like brown rice and some, I don't know, some vegetables or something. Real interesting food.
Yeah, exciting.
Mm-hmm, living my best life. I pull into a spot, then I see this lady, she turns right into a handicap parking spot. And I'm like, okay, because she was like trying to like fight me for a spot. She pulled in the handicap spot that was open. And then she gets out and she actually beats me inside the store and gets a cart and keeps on walking. And I'm like she, that's how fast she was compared to me. And like she looked like she was in a hurry or something. So I actually walk back out to her car because we were kind of close to the entrance already, but she parked in the handicap spot. And I look around the license plate. I look hanging from the dash. I look on the like from the mirror and on the dash. She had no handicap sticker.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know everything about everything, because I know somebody's going to call right now, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Like, you can't always see somebody's disability, Joe. I get that. Just because you have a handicap sticker doesn't mean that you can't walk. I totally get that and understand that. My point is, though, I think she had no use for a handicap spot unless I'm missing something.
Well, either way,
and she hopped in there.
She needed, even if you could notice her, what her disability or handicap was, she did not have the proper identification on her car. So either way, like, right, she couldn't have parked there. She doesn't have the sticker or the license or hanging
That's
thing.
That's what I was thinking. So I didn't go up to, I mean, what am I going to go up to her? Hey, are you disabled?
Prove
I'm not going to ask her that. Said, yeah, make it. Do it right now. So you're walking. Like, I'm not that. But I asked her, I'm like, hey, why are you using a handicap spot? Like,
it's 2019. Maybe she identifies as a handicapped person.
That's very probable. That honestly might work. I'm going to try that if I get a ticket. It's just, it really makes me mad because some people are so dang lazy. And you're talking, you're listening to one of the laziest people in the world right now. But I was like, really, lady? Because I could be wrong. But she had an answer. She's like, it's none of your damn business.
Okay, well, then she's a liar. You can tell by the way people react. If she was really a handicapped person, she could have calmly said an answer. She could have said, like, well, I have this going on. Or, you know, here, look, I just had this surgery or whatever.
And listen, I'm not the parking police. I don't spend my whole day. You know, like, you got, like, barbecue Becky. I'm not, like, handicapped Harry. I'm not over here, like, checking everybody's parking spot. But I was like, it just makes me mad because my grandma is, she can barely move in her own house. When she does go out, she is disabled. So and she has an oxygen tank. So grandma, yes, needs that parking spot. And people, whether they have a physical injury, whatever it is, I think they need to have those spots.
You should have called a police officer. 911.
Is that what you do in that situation?
Well, I mean, you
I
said...
I would call the non-emergency line.
Oh, yeah, probably non-emergency.
If
yeah.
you're going to call, but yeah, don't call 911. But, I mean, I would say that that's the number one sign right there, that when you challenged her on it, her reaction was, it's none of your business, because that just means she can't answer your question.
Now, what would you have done, Alex? Would you have done anything? You'd be like, okay, whatever.
Well, you could have left a note. Maybe you could have told someone that worked in the grocery store, like, they can take care of it. They can say something to her, or they can call the non-emergency number if they want to.
I thought about grabbing, because we were part...
See, I'm always scared to do stuff like that and say anything because of what we do for a living.
Yeah, like...
I feel like if I even cut somebody off, then the rest of forever, someone's going to say, I saw Alex from the radio. She cut me off.
She had a gun.
I mean, it's just like that kind of stuff. Not that, but I mean, just anything that we were to scared to be recognized and then someone talks bad about us.
You can't be too petty. It's like, what are they doing? Because I thought we were, like I said, we were parked near the front of the store, so it's not like we were that far away. She was in the handicap spot. I was in a regular one. But there's also the cart returns there. I'm like, I could just circle her car in the, you know, the ring of death of carts. You know what I mean? Like, pull out like four or five of them, kind of block her in. Pork chop. I don't know. You're telling me to go maybe call 911 or non-emergency.
Yeah, non-emergency number. That's what I might... If she did something to make me so angry, I wouldn't have said anything to her, but I would have probably called the non-emergency number.
You could have just pooped on her car.
Well, I honestly wasn't feeling it at that time. If I had to, if I could have,
flick
I would've.
Up her windshield wipers.
There you go. How do you like this little present right there?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, somebody is considering leaving the show because, well, there's a really interesting job opportunity. So we'll talk about that more next on the Joe and Alex Show. THANKYOU. Thank you for listening to the Joe and Alex Show. I want to be that first thing in the morning, Alex, to people that hear our voice. I just want to, like, hug their ear holes.
I know the feeling.
You know what I mean? It's like, come here. Let me give you a little something. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Be part of the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Yeah, you're going to want to call in because we're going to need your votes and your opinions. So, Yesterday I came across a job posting on Twitter, actually.
Wait a
actually.
Minute. Why are you... Listen, sorry. We have a really good thing going here. Like, why would you be looking at other jobs?
Well, I wasn't necessarily. I mean, you always keep your options open, your ears open.
I don't.
Speaking
I'm
of ear
locked
holes,
in. I'm not going anywhere.
I always keep my ears open because you never know. And I just saw this job posting on Twitter. And honestly, you guys, I it caught my attention. And
well,
I
what's
started
so
doing,
good about
I started
it?
Doing some research and I started to think I might need to apply for this job. It was from the FBI.
Oh, it's not a radio job?
It's not a radio job. It is an FBI special agent position. And I did not know this until yesterday when I saw this posting. I figured you had to go to like some special police school or have a criminal justice degree and all these different things, which I guess a lot of FBI special agents do, but it's not required that you necessarily had to go to school for that, I guess, because
really?
Anyone can apply, although you do have to have a bachelor's degree, I think.
So you would have to go to college, yeah.
So I'd have to go to college first. But the FBI is hiring if this is something that you would want to do also. And I don't know. I'm like really interested in this. So I really think that I would be, out of all of us on the show, the best person. If one,
Agent
if we had
Clark.
To pick, yes.
No.
If we had to choose one member of this show who would be the best FBI special agent, who do you think it would be? Because I genuinely, and I think I'm a self-aware person. I know what my strengths and weaknesses are. I know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at and what I'm, you know, quite intelligent about. And I feel like being an FBI special agent could be in the realm of possibility with me, minus the physical part of it, because I would totally bomb the physical application test.
833-JOE-ALEX. Who do you think? Would it be Agent Clark, Agent Pesh, or Agent Pork Chop? 833-563-2539.
You said you're very self-aware. Define
yes.
that word.
Self-aware. Like, I know...
Everything
you know,
about myself.
Well, I know, like, I know what other people are probably would think about me, what I'm good at. Like, I'm very realistic when it comes to... what are my strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
I'm aware of what it is about me that people like and what it is about me that people don't like.
I feel like you would get like distracted by something and, I don't know, something would be going on. I don't know.
Oh, you think I'd be too, I would be too, like, ditzy.
Alex all the time, like, let's say, like, they're doing a steakhouse. She's like, it's so cold out here. I'm not waiting anymore for this bust. I'm going to go inside where it's warmer.
And then the homicide would be happening right behind her.
Exactly.
833-JOE-ALEX. Who would be out of the show? Who would be the best person to be an FBI special agent? So here are the requirements that a special agent must do. And this is from FBIjobs.gov, okay, official site. You have to adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially maintaining honesty and integrity. I'd say I'm probably too honest, right?
I'd say we're all in on that.
I think we're honest. I don't think anybody here is dishonest.
You have to be available for worldwide assignments on either a temporary or long-term basis.
That's fantastic, as long as they pay for it.
Yeah, I'd love to travel the world. I have a passport.
Work a minimum of 50 hours a week and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends.
I already do that now.
As long as I'm getting paid for it.
Maintain a high level of fitness necessary to complete FBI Academy at Quantico training and throughout your career.
None of us do that.
You have to carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary.
I know how to carry a firearm. I don't know, like, I mean, I guess if I had to shoot somebody, I would. I'd never, you know.
I have issues killing a fly, so I might be out with that one.
It's not like I'm like, oh yeah, it'd be easy for me to kill someone, but I already do have my concealed carry and I'm familiar with using firearms. So I feel like with extra training, I could probably do it if I was in that type of a situation.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. Who do you think would make the best FBI agent?
You also have to be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments, all of which pose the risk of personal bodily harm. But see, out of everyone on this show, I feel like I have... So there are certain subjects in your life that you're like, okay, I know a little bit about that, maybe more than the average person. Maybe it's cooking, maybe it's plants, I don't know, cars. For me, I feel like I know more than the average person about the psychology behind why people kill, why people kidnap, why people sexually assault people, like, because true crime and all those things, I am constantly reading and listening to things about it. But I mean, I know so much about it.
Agent Clark, listen. Agent Clark, it's Agent Pesh over here.
I feel like I could talk somebody out of, I think I could talk somebody out of, like, releasing a kid. I think I would be good at, like, a hostage negotiation situation.
No way.
Yeah, I think I'd be good at this. I also feel like I would be good at thinking about the type of person that would have taken this person and the types of characteristics we need to be looking for to catch this guy. Like, I think I would be good at that. Do you agree or disagree? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kevin Hart appeared on The Late Show yesterday and told host Stephen Colbert that he's done apologizing after a series of anti-gay tweets resurfaced and ultimately forced him to step down from hosting the 2019 Oscars.
There is no end to it. Like, I apologize again. I said I apologized before. I apologize after that apology. It just keeps going. And then every headline is, you apologize. He apologized again. Yeah. He just apologized. And I'm like, what? I'm done. I did it. I'm over it. There is no more that I can do.
I tweeted yesterday that the what woke is considered woke, quote unquote, every single day changes. There's something added. There's something different. And you can never keep up with this criteria. And Kevin Hart is experiencing that firsthand, that for the mob, the angry progressive mob, no apology is ever good enough. They will never stop until your life is completely destroyed. And I feel for Kevin Hart because he's now experiencing that. He can't ever say sorry enough.
I was really looking forward to seeing him. And I thought with Ellen doing that somehow he would come back on. So I'm bummed out because I think he would be a good host. And I'm not a gay man, but I think either you forgive somebody or you don't after 10 years. So are we forgiving him or not?
Right. He talked about some of the ideas he had too for hosting the Oscars this year, if he would have done it, and they were funny and they were really good. It's just the whole thing just is so disappointing. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie are divorcing after 25 years of marriage. Bezos announced the news on Twitter, writing, "We feel incredibly lucky to have found each other and deeply, deeply grateful for every one of the years we've been married to each other. If we had known that we would separate after 25 years, we would do it all again." No word on whether the two signed a prenup before getting married. It isn't known if the two will split his $137 billion fortune 50-50.
God, could you imagine that?
if they divorce, she will be the richest woman in the world, I read. The couple has four children together. They've been in a relationship, so they have four children together, but Jeff Bezos has been in a relationship with former So You Can Think You Can Dance host Lauren Sanchez, and according to the National Enquirer, that is what has ended his marriage. Sources closely connected with Lauren says she was seeing him in the later part of 2018. Sanchez and her husband are also in the process of divorcing, and Lauren and Jeff didn't start seeing each other until after their separations. Sources say the relationship between Sanchez and Bezos is still going on strong.
I think she deserves a lot of money, not just because they're getting divorced, but the fact is she was there like when that guy didn't have Amazon.
You know, Amazon started in his garage.
That's
what
I'm saying. Like, she was there from the beginning.
Yep. Don't expect to see Jerry Seinfeld on Jimmy Kimmel Live anytime soon. Apparently, Jerry can't stand Jimmy.
Why?
You and me both. Sources say nobody knows where the bad blood comes from, but Jerry just hates Jimmy. Some believe Seinfeld is envious of Kimmel's high profile, which included hosting the Oscars, Emmys, and other award shows. The sources add that you won't see Seinfeld on Jimmy Kimmel Live ever again. I love hearing about feuds like that.
I just want to know more of the details, though. I like hearing that, too, but tell me, what do you say about him? Why? What's going on?
We'll find out more. I'll let you know. The Wizard of Oz will be returning to select theaters across the country to celebrate the movie's 80th anniversary. The movie will be shown on three dates only, Sunday, January 27th, Tuesday, January 29th, and Wednesday, January 30th. The showings are part of the 2019 Turner Classic Movies Big Screen Classic Series.
My grandma has that channel, and I remember like every time like watching Turner Classic Movies.
Oh, yes.
TCM.
Coming up in less than an hour, Lady Gaga has finally spoken about R. Kelly.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
You know, it's always hard to lose a pet. I don't even want to think about losing my guys, Benny and Paddington, one day. But you won't believe what Wendy's boyfriend has been doing since his cat died. Ask Alex is next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ask Alex is something we do around this time every week here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if you'd like to be a part of it, hit us up on social media and send us a direct message on Twitter and Instagram. Follow first, then DM us at Joe and Alex Show. And our email is joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Let's say good morning to Wendy. Hi, Wendy. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on with you?
Oh, my God. So I'll just, like, launch right into it because there's no other way of saying it. But my boyfriend is having a really hard time dealing with the loss of his pet cat, who's named Dog.
Wait, he's a pet cat named Dog?
Yeah, and he thought it was kind of an ironic thing to do.
It's so, like cat dog.
So he has a named Dog, or had a cat named Dog.
Like this.
One fine day with a whoop and a purr, a baby was born in a closet, little stir. No blue butter, no three-eyed dog. With a feline, canine, little cat dog.
Cat dog.
Cat dog.
Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
Okay, so it must be exactly what your boyfriend's going through, Wendy.
Sorry.
Yeah, we get sidetracked here on the Joe and Alex Show.
So he has a cat named Dog, and the cat passed away.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it did. And he's had him for a really long time, and it's just really been a hard transition for him, and he just doesn't quite know how to let go. And it's just been really tricky.
Like, how has he had a hard time?
The dog died about, probably been about a week ago, and so we still haven't buried him.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean you haven't buried him? Like, the cat is just in his house?
He's, like, in his house. He's, you know, laying on his favorite living room chair.
Ew!
Hanging out there.
The dead cat.
For, like, over a week. And, yeah.
But wait, why is he having a problem? I don't understand. Maybe it's time to get him another cat. Like, people, you know, they could get over their animals passing away.
Well, I mean, I've tried talking to him about it, but he just can't let go. In fact, he, like, can't let go of, it's like starting to stink because it's been over a week.
Yeah, it's gonna be decomposing.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's like leaving. I don't mean to put it this way, but it's like leaving a steak out on the counter for over a week. It starts to stink, and I mean, it's meat when you start thinking about it, and but it's. He's my boyfriend, not the cat. I mean, well, the cat's like a wreck too, but my boyfriend is just an absolute basket case about this and just doesn't, you know, I don't know how to approach the situation, but it's gotten to the point where I can't even stand being in the house because it's smelling so bad. And
So when you have been in the house, when you have been in the house for the last week, have you guys just been like sitting on the couch watching TV and then right next to you is this dead cat on the chair?
Well, like when it first happened, it was, okay, I understand. He's, you know, having a hard time letting go. And if this is helping him, that's okay. But then as time wore on, yeah, I mean, this cat is... I mean, fortunately, like the eyes aren't open anymore, but, although they are starting to peel back a little bit.
Ew!
And so you can kind of see the eyeballs underneath. And so, yeah, it's starting to freak me out.
God, I cannot imagine. I can't believe something is wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, something is wrong with him besides a normal grieving process. The fact that he's living with this cat body,
dead body in his house. No, it's not a murderer.
I don't think it's
extreme. Yeah, but he is having a hard time dealing with the loss of his cat that is named Dog.
Okay, so your question is, I'm assuming, what do I do? How do I move this process along? How do I approach my boyfriend about this?
Like, how do I be supportive and loving and kind and all this, but also, like, let him know that, okay, we've kind of gone beyond the normal behavior time, and I don't know what to say and how to approach it, because when I do try, he just shuts down and won't talk to me, and I just don't know what to say.
Hey, Wendy, we're actually getting some calls at 833-JOE-ALEX. Our number is 833-563-2539. Let's talk to Cassie this morning. Hi, Cassie.
Hey, it's Casey, Joe. Get it right.
Dang it. Sorry. My bad. What's up, Casey?
It's okay. I was just calling to say, is it too late to do taxidermy, maybe?
Oh my God! I don't know who listening is a taxidermist. How long can you wait when you have, like, you know, a dead animal before you can't?
I don't know, it might help him. He could still see the cat.
So you just would have the cat, like, kind of in a pose or something inside the house?
Yes, maybe like a fox.
Oh my gosh! I can't deal. I cannot deal. I cannot imagine the smell in this house.
Okay.
I know.
Wow. All right, Wendy, hang on. I want to get you more advice. Cassie or Casey, however I properly say that. Thank you for the call.
Wendy, is the cat like, because I'm just thinking of decomp, I mean, is the cat like just becoming like almost like a squish? Like,
okay, please. People are eating breakfast.
No, it's not happening quite that fast.
Probably because it's indoors with air conditioning and stuff.
Because, you know, it's so dry that, you know, in the air that it's not like it's not like you would see on like a CSI or anything like
that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. Wendy, hang on. We're getting some calls. We're going to try to help you out. That's 833-563-2539. Also, you have any advice? We also said we're looking for a taxidermist. Maybe they can comment on this too. Social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Is there anywhere else that we got this posted up, or does that cover all the bases?
Yeah. Just search for Radio Now on Facebook. What should Wendy do? Or her boyfriend's cat died. He's been living with the dead cat in his house for a week. How does she approach this situation?
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in and be part of the conversation for Ask Alex is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And where is this also online for social media-wise, Alex?
Facebook, just search for Radio Now, and on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. And Wendy, your boyfriend's cat named Dog passed away a week ago, or a little over a week ago, and he still has not buried the cat. He's been living with this cat in his house, and you've gone over there, and what types of things have been happening with this cat being in the house?
Well, I mean, it's kind of wither and wither. Like, when I spent the night a couple of times, he'll get up in the middle of the night and just go over and, like, check on the cat.
What?
And I'll be, you know, when it first happened, I was like, are you okay? What's going on? And he's like, oh, I'm just checking to make sure dog's okay. And
oh,
I'm
my
like,
gosh.
Okay. And I looked up, and he's, like, standing over the chair where dog is laying, just, like, looking at him. So, yeah.
If you're just tuning in here on the Joe and Alex Show, Wendy's boyfriend had a cat that passed away about a week ago, but the cat is named Dog. If you're like, is it a dog or is it a cat? It is a cat.
Named
Dog. I guess it's kind of funny.
Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
Let's talk to Miriam on the Joe and Alex Show. You say bring a vet or get a vet involved. What do you mean?
Well, so it makes sense to consult someone who deals with pet illnesses and dealing with mourning pet owners a lot. And so this is part of what they do. I'm sure they can probably offer some sort of suggestion, or I would hope they would. Try and find out who the vet is or was, or find one nearby. Like, look, just explain to them, look, my boyfriend is having this really, really adverse response to his cat passing away. I need help, and so does he. And that's another point, is you need to take care of the cat, and then we need to take care of the boyfriend's, you know, mourning process. So that's just my two cents. And I have two dogs. I love them to pieces. They're very spoiled.
Are your dogs named Cat?
No, they're named Kaiser and Andy Wiggles.
All right. Wendy, have you tried anything like that or thought about maybe reaching out to the vet?
No, I haven't. And I don't know who the vet is, but, like, there's a tag on the collar of dogs. So maybe there's another way of finding out, like, who the vet is, but I hadn't really thought about that. But, yeah, maybe getting a professional. I hadn't thought about a grief counselor for animals, but maybe they could help with something like that.
I mean, that's a good idea. Thank you, Miriam. Also, maybe, like, a pet psychic or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or somebody, like, there's got to be, like, a Teresa Caputo for cats. You know,
am I the only one that's thinking, like, if this guy goes through this type of behavior, losing a pet, what is he going to do whenever he is detached from you? Like, what if you break up with him? How is he going to react? Walking, you know, going to your house and standing over you as you sleep at night? I'm just like, I've got concerns.
Well, hold on. Kate actually kind of has that same thing. Kate, what did you want to say?
First of all, run. Second of all, this guy is a little bit morbid. And third, like Alex was saying, if you guys, let's say you do stay with him and you get married and you die before him, what's to say he's not going to keep your body just sitting around your lazy boy chair?
Oh my gosh!
Now, hang on, Kate, and hang on, Wendy. I don't think that means, and I don't mean this in a bad way, maybe he's more attached to this cat named Dog than he is you, just because he's, you know, they have a bigger relationship than you guys have.
Well, I mean, he has had Dog. He rescued him a long time ago. He's, like, had him for, I think, 17 or 18 years.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, so, I mean, no offense to you.
Oh,
but
my God. What if that cat's actually been dead for, like, 4 years and it hasn't only been a week? Because that's really old.
No. He was walking around, you know, not too long ago. So I do remember seeing that. But, you know, I know he's been a part of his life for a really long time. And maybe that's, you know, I hadn't thought about the factor of it, but I know he's just right now having a really hard time letting go of somebody who's been part of his life for such a long time, and he's been through my boyfriend has been through a whole lot of stuff that he shared with me.
Yeah.
And I know the cat was there with him, you know, during all of that, so maybe it's also grieving some of that issues.
Might be. You should be a psychologist.
Yeah, no kidding. This is like therapy for it.
I hadn't thought about if he would do this to me. I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon.
Let's not go that far down the road.
Yeah.
Okay, let's calm down. calm down. Carly's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Carly, you're also on with Wendy, whose boyfriend lost his cat named Dog.
Yeah, wow. This conversation before this, yikes. Whew.
Right?
Just breathe.
What's your advice for Wendy?
Okay, so like, the first thing I would suggest is that basically, like, there's this company that I've heard of, and I can't remember the name of them right off the top of my head, but if you send them a picture of your pet, they will make, like, a stuffed animal version and send it back to you. And I think, like, a certain amount of the proceeds, like, they're a little more expensive, but a certain amount of the proceeds goes towards, like, helping fund shelters.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you know the name of it? Just because that's something I think a lot of people might be interested in, or just maybe off the Google.
I don't off the top of my head, but if you look up, like, you know, like, stuffed animal version of my pet or something, you might be able to find it. It was something I saw off of Pinterest.
Ooh. Wow.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, Carly, for calling in. We appreciate you joining in the conversation.
That is so just mesmerizing, this entire thing.
I mean, Wendy, what are you going to do here? You've had a lot of advice from people, and I think...
I have, and actually some really good advice. So I think I love that stuffed animal idea.
Me too.
That the last girl just said, but I'm also going to try to see if I can figure out who the vet was. And, I mean, they need to know anyway, because that's, like, who the healthcare provider was. So I'm going to see if maybe I can start there and figure out, like, who the vet was and give them a call and just be like, look, this is what's happened. He's having a really hard time. Do you guys offer, like, any sort of in-home service where you can come? Because I know sometimes, you know, if you have to put an animal down, I had a friend who actually the vet came to their house.
Yeah, that's tough.
And so the animal was euthanized, like, in a very comfortable situation where it didn't cause the pet any sort of stress, and the family was able to be there and all that. So I think I got some really great advice.
Hey, Wendy, actually, you know what? Hold on. Before we let you go, I guess we have one more call. Pork Chop's telling me. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show with Wendy and me, Alex, and Pork Chop. What's up?
I just want to say it's really sad, but more so, Alex is so insensitive. Like, unless you're a true animal lover, you don't know how he's feeling. Like, it hurts so bad. And it's not funny. It's sad that she thinks it's funny and she's like taking the story. And I don't think that Wendy's laughing or nothing. She's like confused about what to do. And there's really too much, nothing you could do. You could take the cat, which I might break up behind that for a while, you know, but you do need to get the cat out the house. But I think if you tell somebody, you might get in trouble or cited for having a dead animal in his house or something like that. But I just think don't be so insensitive, Alex.
I'm not being insensitive. I'm pointing out the fact that this guy's living.
You keep snickering, and I mean, the little cat sounds are kind of funny, just a little smidget, but you don't want to take it too far because then that's being insensitive to her boyfriend. I'm sure he's not listening to the show. He'd probably be pissed right now, like I am a little bit.
Well,
I still love you, but.
I love you, but I'm pissed off at you.
Well, you have to keep two things in mind. One, I think it's totally weird, and I think it's worth pointing out we are in crisis mode that this guy has a dead cat in
his house for
a week, not 2 days, a week, going on over a week. Two, the type of show we are, we have to keep it a little bit longer.
Know,
if we're too depressing,
know,
nobody's going to want to listen. But I know what you're saying. I do feel really bad for him. I understand losing a pet is sad. But we got to sometimes, even the most morbid situations, input a little bit of humor or else it's unbearable to talk about.
I can help you out, Alex. I love my little Tony so much that I'm going to bring him into work and you're going to become a cat person and you'll see what it's like.
Oh,
that's
boy.
That's right. That's right.
Here's the interaction of Tony
have
meeting
a good
Alex.
Day, guys.
You too.
No, Tony!
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
So I am trying to be a better husband. I think, honestly, I'm not a terrible guy, but I know I could be doing better. My wife deserves to have a good husband because she is a really good wife to me, even though I complain a lot. So, what am I doing to do that? Trying to help out so, you know, she doesn't have to make all the meals after a long day of work. And the other night, we're like, okay, let's have some stuffed bell peppers. So, it just you get different green, red, yellow peppers. You put some taco meat in there. I'm doing all this stuff, and I use, like, a Pyrex kind of glass thing. You know what that is, like, for baking?
Yep.
Okay, so I had the peppers in there. They're done in 20 minutes. They're ready to go. You just have to put the beef in there, and that's pretty much put on your toppings or whatever. Well, I was also trying to take out the recycling, so I had the Pyrex dish sitting on the stove. I opened the door, and I guess it was cold, and that was really hot. Something about, like, expanding and contracting. And I'm, like, about 20 feet from the back door, and I hear, pew! It sounded like an explosion. Honestly,
what?
It sounded like a bomb went off.
and I hear glass shattering, and I just hear it. It was like, I could hear the impact of the glass like a bomb, like hitting things. And I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, oh my God, how dumb is my wife that she dropped dinner? I assume my wife probably picked it up and tried to move it, and it was hot and dropped it everywhere.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, that's what I assume, but I'm like, because I knew glass was broken. You've heard the sound of glass, but it sounded just like pressure and everything. I come inside, and I'm going to have us post this photo up on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Have you seen this, Alex?
No.
Okay, I didn't know if you saw it on my story, because I put it on my story last night. But check this out. This is the aftermath, the photo you can see, at Joe and Alex Show, in just 1 second. Give us a follow of it exploding and glass going everywhere. Glass went inside the taco meat. Here you go. Check that out right there, Alex. Those peppers.
Wow.
These peppers were inside of a glass container.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there is glass everywhere. You're right, including in your little taco meat and stuff.
Yeah, so we ended up throwing everything out. We made more meat and just kind of ate it with some rice. So it was a basic dinner. But I tried so hard to cook, and it was just a freaking cooking disaster. I mean, and it was like a disaster because it had exploded and it ruined the Pyrex. I guess apparently that's a really nice thing.
Yeah, it is.
So my wife's like, great, now I'm going to buy some more Pyrex.
Yeah, Cheapskate Joe over here is just thinking about the money he has to spend.
All right, let's talk to Alex, my favorite name in the world. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Alex, what do you have happen? A little cooking disaster.
I don't know if I would call it literal, but it definitely had to do with stoves. When I was 13, actually, right before my senior year of high school.
Alex, yeah. Do me a favor. Make sure you talk right into your phone trying to move around because I want to hear the story, but you're cutting out.
Okay. When I was 13, right before my freshman year of high school, I was babysitting my younger sister while my mom was at work. And any time we cooked, we had to ask. So I asked her if I could make eggs and bacon, and obviously she thought I was going to make it in the microwave, but I thought I'd be cool and cook bacon on the stove. And I thought I'd be a scientist afterwards and threw an ice cube into the grease while it was still on the burner.
Oh, no.
And obviously it flamed up a little bit and it scared me. So I picked up the skillet. And when I did that, more grease had sloshed over the ice cube. And so, not thinking about it, I grabbed a glass of water and threw it onto the grease to put the fire out. Not thinking about the fact that the ice had just melted into water, and it actually took off all the skin off of my right pointer finger completely and burnt my bone.
Oh my goodness!
It was like a crazy experience. But actually, my neighbor, who was arguing with my parents for a couple of years, had actually came over, you know, on his bare hands and knees and cleaned it up before the police and firemen even came. And I literally only have a dot on my finger of a scar now.
Wow. Whoa, that is a great story. I'm so glad that that is all that had happened. It didn't, like, you know, flare up in your face or something.
Yeah, it burnt my mom's cabinets and, like, the ventilation air, like the hood vents. But I remember when the police called her, they were like, well, we're going to take her in an ambulance. And she goes, no, you're not. I'm coming home from work. She said she could have caught my house on fire. I'm glad she's not dead.
Oh, that is a crazy story, Alex. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, wow, we appreciate it. Matt, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. We're asking, what is your cooking disaster? What was yours?
So my cooking disaster was about 2 weeks after we had moved in. My fiance and I had moved into our very first rental house. We were gifted a deep fryer and wanted to make some cheese curds. We're big Beat Ups fans, so we wanted to have some, you know, wanted to try and replicate it. Well, we heated the oil a little too hot and didn't think to take it outside. So my wife calls me into the kitchen where the deep fryer and our curtains are on fire.
Ooh.
I, being an idiot, grab it and try and bring it outside. Dumping it out didn't really do anything except catch the concrete on fire.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
So did your house then, the whole house, catch on fire?
Luckily, no. We were able to smother the fire. So luckily we only had to replace the curtains and also had to replace the door to our backyard, but
Luckily, that was the extent of the damage.
So when there is a grease fire occurring, for people like me that barely know how to cook toast, is it like you're supposed to just grab a blanket or something and smother it? What is the way that you're supposed to get rid of a grease fire instead of dumping water on it again?
Well, don't smother it with a blanket unless you want the blanket to catch on fire.
Yeah, what is the direction?
Just make sure that all the oxygen is gone.
Oh, like put a lid on it or something?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, don't feed the flame.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, well, scary. We're glad everything worked out, but yeah, that scares the crap out of me. Hey, thank you, Matt. That kind of reminds me of when you do like Thanksgiving and they, you know, talk about frying a turkey and not to put too much in there. People catch their house and their deck and their garage on fire all the time. That's a big no-no.
Well, see, now this is freaking me out because what I do, and I do this like every day when I cook something on the stove, is while it's hot, like I turn the burner off, but the stove or the pan, obviously the skillet is still really hot, and I grab a cup of water and I just gently dump the whole cup of water into the pan and then squirt dish soap in it so it almost like cooks the whatever, you know, the food remnants out of the pan a little bit for me. It like kind of like starts the cleaning process. Am I not supposed to do that until my pan, like let it soak after it's cooled off?
I wouldn't mess with it. I wouldn't. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Maybe
but,
I'm almost causing grease fires. That's scary.
Yeah, if you're Alex's neighbor, you better make sure you're ready to get out. Jeez.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lady Gaga has apologized for her prior collaboration with R. Kelly on her 2013 single, Do What You Want, after coming under fire for working with him after sexual abuse allegations. In a statement Lady Gaga posted yesterday, she said, "What I am hearing about the allegations against R. Kelly is absolutely horrifying and indefensible. As a victim of sexual assault myself, I made both the song and the video at a dark time in my life. My intention was to create something extremely defiant and provocative because I was angry and I still hadn't processed the trauma that had occurred in my own life." She said that she stands behind the women who spoke out the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly and feels like their voices should be heard and taken seriously. Lady Gaga even said that she intends to remove the song from iTunes and other streaming platforms. She will never work with R. Kelly again. Cops, by the way, paid a visit to R. Kelly's recording studio in Chicago, which was featured on the docuseries as a place where the alleged sex cult is where he's like, a place is where
What's
that's
happening?
Going on and where the girls are being held captive and stuff. And the police went to the studio Tuesday evening because it's gotten so much attention, but no one was there when they stopped by. They did say that they're going to keep patrolling the area in case they see any girls so they can question them. A court just dismissed Ashley Judd's sexual assault harassment claims against Harvey Weinstein. The actress claimed the former movie mogul shut her out of The Lord of the Rings after she turned down his sexual demands. She says that he blacklisted her for movie roles as retaliation, so she sued under the legal theory sexual harassment in professional relationship. A federal judge ruled Judd and Weinstein did not have a relationship that fell within that law, specifically, the judge said that a producer and an actress relationship was not covered under the law, and the law was changed in 2018 to cover such relationships, but the judge said that it could not be applied retroactively, so Judd can still litigate her defamation claim. Eminem sold more albums than any other artist last year.
Yeah.
He released his 10th album, Kamikaze, in August last year. It went platinum in October, having sold over 1 million units. It was also announced last week that the record had landed at number 10 on the list of 2018's biggest selling albums. However, new stats suggest that Eminem was in fact the biggest selling act of last year. An end of year report from BuzzAngle Music says that he outsold every artist across the globe with over 755,000 albums sold. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, I don't even know if this stuff's real anymore, but you guys see this girl on Dr. Phil?
Oh my gosh, yes. I think it's like a couple months old, but now it's going viral, right?
Yes, it's old, like a few months ago, but it's going viral the past couple of days of her on the show and what her mom's trying to get her to do and how she reacts to it. It's like, you little brat. We're going to talk about that coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hi, we're the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you so much for listening.
Do you like Primus?
Alex, are those 9-inch nails?
Through each one of my eyelids.
Okay, we're dumb. We're a little slap happy. We are the Joe and Alex Show, though. And thank you so much for listening. We know you got a lot of options out there, and we're so glad that you picked us. So check this out. I love Dr. Phil. I really do. I've always watched him even before the Catch Me Outside. How about that girl?
I just like his wife. She's so precious.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She always gets to do a little walk with him at the end. I think that's cute.
But I want to play this clip for you and everybody listening at 833-JOE-ALEX because I want them to call in for that. 833-563-2539. Listen to this girl and just, I don't know if you call her a brat or what.
Yeah, I've said that overindulgence is a form of child abuse. It does cripple a child. She's saying, you screwed up. You parented me that way, but it's not over. You give her more love and less money.
I feel like it's too late for that. Yeah. I don't want love anymore.
I think giving this child $1,000 a month is...
Alex, when were you on the show?
Here's the thing.
$1,000?
So this is, to explain, this is like a 15-year-old girl, I believe, and her mother. And the 15-year-old girl brought her mom on Dr. Phil, and her mom agreed, to ask Dr. Phil to tell her mom that she needs at least like $2,500 a month.
Her mom used to give her like $5,000 a month and cut it down to $1,000. So
yeah.
She wants more.
So she's mad. She says that she can't live like this.
I can't do it.
I think that's
I'm
insane.
Barely living.
I think she needs to get a job.
We're barely living, kid.
No,
I think she needs. I think she needs to get a job where she works.
Minimum wage isn't going to get me my car.
Not in a hurry. Is she going to be unhappy about it?
Yes.
Yes.
Extremely.
Yeah. This is what she's going to do at home. I think the best thing would be to start with a job.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. No. She needs a job.
No.
And I think it would be great if you volunteered some more at the soup kitchen. You can do some great volunteer work down there.
I did that.
No.
I started with a babysitter.
She makes me babysit for free.
She doesn't need a job babysitting. She needs a job in the world.
No.
She needs a job in the world. You need a job.
No, I don't want a job.
Well, I know.
It's so much work.
She could be our intern.
But
I'm so tired from work. I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
honestly,
I know.
Alex, I thought it was you for a second.
It is
no.
me. I don't want to work.
But this girl, I mean, first of all, I think we all agree, this falls on the mom. You know, I don't care if you're Jeff Bezos or whoever the Amazon guy is. You don't give your kid, or if you're only making minimum wage, you don't give them $5,000 a month. I don't even know any adults that have $5,000 a month in fund money. I don't know anybody personally that has that much extra income.
Basically, this girl is a grade A spoiled brat, clearly. But we want to know whether it's your own kids and it's a funny story, because no one's going to say, you know, your kid's the worst.
But like what they want
but
or expect and
a
stuff.
A funny story either about your own kids or if it's a kid that you know or something you've heard about of like the ultimate spoiled kid stories. Like whose kid was crazy, just a spoiled brat? What did they do? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Yeah, I want to live through it. I want to know what were they getting or what are they currently getting? That's 833-563-2539. And on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. We'll talk to you next.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This is like a really cool surprise in the ultimate case of karma. A guy in California got arrested for stealing his roommate's winning lottery tickets.
Oh, I would be so upset.
Check this out, Alex, by the way. The winning lottery ticket was worth $10 million.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy who bought the ticket originally thought he won $10,000, and he told his roommates, like, oh, my gosh, guess what? I won 10 grand.
No way. So he just wanted to take it in for himself for the 10 grand.
Yeah. So what happened was when the guy went to sleep, his roommate took his winning ticket and then exchanged it with another one. Maybe he went to the gas station and bought something, you know, just looked similar. Well, after learning that the ticket that he was given wasn't a winner, the guy filed a police report and his roommate tried to actually cash it. So the guy's like, wait a minute. He goes there. The original guy is like, what do you mean it's not a winner? I had a winner the other day. I know I did. So he files a report. And at the same time, his roommate tries to cash it.
Wow.
It's like, how do you like that?
So it was easy to catch him because he tried cashing instead of like waiting on it for a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, because the report was filed. And since it was such a big winning ticket, the lottery office investigated it. And after the police learned what happened, they told the roommate, hey, why don't you come to the lottery office the next day? And that's when they arrested him.
Nice.
Yep. So he's in the clinker. His buddy is $10 million richer. And that guy's going to be in jail possibly for like 3 years.
And $10 million, he'll never need a roommate again.
No kidding. That's your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. This is something I'm like, wait a minute. How much are they making? Have you heard of these people? They're called like professional cuddlers.
I have heard of this, but no. How much do they make?
Here, well, listen. About a minute in, you'll find out. I think you might want to become one.
So what we normally do...
While some might say we live in a touch-deprived society...
How would you like to cuddle?
Robin Marie is working to bring people closer together.
What? You giving me a weird look.
Hearing her say, how would you like to cuddle, makes me shrink away, not want to get closer.
All right, hold on.
I really believe in the power of touch and how it can really heal people.
Robin is a professional cuddler, someone who comforts, nurtures, and soothes. The experience is strictly platonic.
It can be as simple as me sitting on the couch, just sitting next to someone. It can be holding hands with someone, all the way to we're laying horizontal on the bed and we are spooning.
She's been involved in therapeutic touch for more than a year and was certified through a website called Cuddlist.
There is a training process that you go through and it's sort of a practicum as well. How would you like me to...
The Kansas City native now has about 30 clients, ranging in age from 20 to 75 years old, and she charges $80 an hour.
Why? Dang! How? $80 an hour! That's insane!
I can't with the breathing.
The baseline agreement that I have with every client is if either of us is ever uncomfortable, we agree to speak up and say something. There are positions where we are facing each other.
Ew.
Robin says professional cuddling can make people feel connected and more comfortable in their skin.
That is something that touch does for us through oxytocin release, neurotransmitter release.
I mean, what do you think about that? A professional cuddler, she's got 30 clients from 20 to 75, $80 an hour, and it's strictly platonic. Because honestly, this is something that I want to get involved with. Maybe my wife, Lindsay, if she wants to have a part-time job, she could be cuddling with people. That's a lot of money.
I wonder if it's like she does house calls, there's a special, the business has like its own living room or a bedroom, because she talked about like being on a couch and in a bedroom. So I wonder if the business that she works for, the company, has their own like studio that's set up like a house where people are around. I mean, number one, I'm thinking about safety, being alone with a stranger like that
in those
positions.
Bed.
That's very, very scary. Two, whose bed? Because I don't want a strange guy on my nice pillowcases, and I definitely want to go.
Hold on, your
go
pillowcases.
To somebody else's.
Your pillowcases are not nice. You like to drool on your pillowcases and keep them even when they're hard and crusty.
Exaggeration.
You have told us on the air before that you drool, and you I don't know if you like the smell, but you don't change your pillowcases that often.
Okay, what the truth is I think that a little bit of dried spittle can smell good, and I don't like to put a fresh pillowcase on often because the smell of it helps me go to sleep.
That is so disgusting.
But exactly. My pillowcases are mine, okay?
I'm never going to cuddle you.
And I don't want some guy getting his beard juices all over my pillowcase. They need to be my juices only.
Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. Would you have a problem if somebody you knew was a professional cuddler like Alex, for example, if the Egyptian's like, hey, babe, I saw this thing and I really think I'm going to make some side money here and I'm going to cuddle on the side.
No, especially her saying that sometimes she gets horizontal and they just stare at each other. Can you imagine how freaking awkward that is? A stranger that you don't know being that close and personal, just staring at them, laying with them. Imagine.
Do you have to know somebody to look at them that way? I don't think you do. I know right now I'd be an amazing professional cuddler. I'm very, first of all, cuddly.
There's just a lot to cuddle.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would probably have to charge more. That's what I would be doing.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And We are hooking you up all this week with a $100 Petco gift card.
Nice.
Why? Because we care about you. I don't care what they told you. We love you.
But we would prefer that you have a living pet, unlike Wendy's boyfriend.
Yeah, that is actually true. That is a little bit awkward right there. Let's get somebody to hook up with this morning. Well, okay, that sounded bad. Carrie, we're not hooking up with you, but we would like to hook you up with a $100 Petco gift card.
Wow, that's awesome.
Hey, congratulations. You're winning that thanks to Sony Pictures. They got their upcoming film, A Dog's Way Home. It's in theaters tomorrow, January 11th. And you're also qualified for the grand prize, which will be a stay for your puppy or your doggy at Pet Suites.
Ooh.
Amazing. Well, I got two little wiener dogs, so that's pretty exciting.
Oh, my God, wiener dogs. What are their names?
Yes, they're the cutest. One of them's name's Dory, and the other's Rosie.
That's cute.
Love it. All right, Carrie, hang on the line. Producer Porkchop will get all your info. And yep, around 9:45, we'll do this again tomorrow, and then one of those winners will be the grand prize wiener. Get it? Wiener?
That's perfect.
Thank you. All right, Alex, you are out of here, actually, for a few days.
Yep, I'm flying to L.A. tomorrow morning right when the show starts to go to my boyfriend's brother's wedding, and it's my first black tie wedding ever, so I'm pretty excited.
Pretty fancy. All right, cool. Special guest host tomorrow. My wife, Lindsay, is going to be in studio. This should be interesting. We're actually going to do an AMA, Ask Me Anything.
Ooh.
Almost anything. That's about it. But I'm excited she'll be in studio, and hopefully it won't suck. So
juicy.
Have fun, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Starting at 6, we're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.